I'm Travis.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. We are serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously. This week, it's our birthday, and we're celebrating our stats, drafting our favorite and least favorite episodes, and someone confuses Hawaii and Alaska. Guys, it was me.
What's new, Nate?
I went on a hike today.
Isn't it like 178 degrees where you're at?
It wasn't actually that bad today. It was like low 80s, mid 80s for the high today. So not as bad. But saw three deer on the hike.
Cool.
Which was cool. Rubbed the blister on my foot, which was not cool.
Ooh.
But other than that, it was a nice little mile and a half hike.
What is your hiking shoe situation?
Yeah, I'm going there too. Thank you.
So today I wore my hunting boots because I'm going on a hunt in a couple of weeks, a more of a mountainous hunt in North Georgia. So I wanted to see how they did, which I now know where a hotspot is, so I can plan accordingly when I get to the mountains.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say. I'm a little bit dumbfounded. You're all about exercise and health and nutrition now.
Well, that's a stretch, but
that, yeah.
It's a stretch.
He went on a hike.
Okay.
I'm trying to be a little bit better, but I wouldn't say I'm like all in yet.
If you need some good hiking boots, I'd recommend the Keen, K-E-E-N brand.
Heard of those.
Top notch. I have a pair that I bought in 2010. They're still kicking. Worn in rain, snow, sleet, and hail.
I would like to recommend some to you, but I'm embarrassed every time I say the brand of mine. I can't pronounce it. I don't know if it's Schnees or Schnees or
Schnees.
Is that how you say it?
Bless you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how you say it.
Yeah, they're big time.
Yeah, no, they're also $300.
They're like little puffs of clouds are supporting your feet as you walk up and down mountains.
I'm going to get some. I just can't afford them right now.
Yeah. I feel as though I am qualified to be an elk hunter, even though I told someone the other day that I would not know an elk if it landed in my decoys.
Yeah.
I like that.
What's new with you, Travis?
Oh, man. So many things new with me. I'm going to start with we had an amazing feedback on last week's episode, which we will probably undo here in the next 30, 35 minutes for you guys.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, everything we've worked so hard for is gone.
All that goodwill, we will dissipate pretty quickly. But yeah, thank you to everyone. I mean, we've had people reaching out anonymously from government agencies and scientists, and we've had nothing but positive feedback. One minor correction, because I called sheet flow when it wasn't always sheet flow. But beyond that, everything was spot on.
Well, don't leave us hanging. What should it have been? He's searching through his hate mail, of which there is so much. We may be here for a while.
All of the hay bale.
Sheet flow is above soil. Subsurface lateral flow is below ground.
Okay.
Okay. I gotcha.
Thank you, scientisty. You just got scientisted.
Yeah. Maybe we need a sound effect for that. But no, outside of that, everyone thought we handled it with, and I'm patting us all on the back, like they thought we handled it fairly, really unbiased. I heard a lot of people say, I thought you were going to go hard after Big Sugar, or I thought you were going to go hard after this, or I thought you were going to take this approach or that approach. And we tried to hit it straight down the middle of the fairway, and it feels like we did an okay job of that. So I'm proud of that.
Yeah, me too.
So what's new is we got some positive acclaim and feedback.
Sounds good.
What's new with you?
Well, speaking of positive acclaim and feedback, we do have one new review this week. It is our 69th. Is it our 69th review?
It is.
That's big time. The reviewer is Miller F250. He says, makes the workday fly by. I have thoroughly enjoyed the humor, the personalities, and the information. I have listened to 23 and counting podcasts in 5 days.
Whoa.
5 stars.
Talk about binging a podcast.
Yes. And so let me tell you, because Travis and I check the stats pretty often and we email back and forth about them during the day. So like, we really are watching you guys watch us or listen to us. And there was a day where almost every single episode we have published got at least one hit. And I was like, someone is binging, and I wondered who it was. So it was thank you for the review.
Critics compare season one of the Cast and Blast Florida podcast to season one of The Man in the High Castle on Amazon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's binge worthy. You can sit down at Thanksgiving and just listen to it all weekend with your friends.
Wow. No, we love your reviews. If you guys listen on your phones, or Apple Podcast is where we need these reviews. So please, if you think about it during the day, it's not intuitive to go leave a review, but if you get 5 minutes to go figure it out and leave us one, we'd really appreciate it.
Really appreciate it.
By the way, guys, happy anniversary.
5 stars.
Happy birthday.
Happy Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa.
Is it our birthday or is it our anniversary? Like, do podcasts have birthdays? I feel like they do.
Okay.
This is our first annual inaugural birthday.
I guess we were born last August.
Yeah.
It's true.
Nate, can you break that tie?
First annual inaugural what?
Birthday.
Are we having a birthday or an anniversary today?
Oh, I would call it a birthday.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's our first annual.
Because we were birthed. Like, we didn't like get married.
Yeah.
We were birthed, right?
I don't like the way you say birthed. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's creepy. So, in the truest sense of our show, we picked the most ridiculous topic we could for this week's episode. And I think we've tentatively, Nate, do you like Draftception? Or do you like A Game is the Foot for the title of the episode?
Oh, I kind of like A Game is the Foot.
You like that better?
Yeah. I just think it fits our deal better.
Okay.
So, I kind of want to rename the entire podcast A Game is the Foot.
And drop Draftception?
The whole show, like Cast in Blast Florida is no more. We are now A Game is the Foot.
Yeah, probably not going to do that.
And our logo branding could be a picture of Chris Pratt's foot.
Probably not going to do that, freak show.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
So what we've done is we've crafted a series of rounds, and in each round is a different theme of a draft,
yeah,
which will make zero sense to any of you. But just hang with us because it'll be fun. It'll be a fun listen.
Totes. Totes my goats.
So.
Totes.
Emily, you got first. Why don't you get first round and we'll let Nate pick first because we always let Nate pick first on everything ever.
Because he's the favorite.
No, because there was a coin flip backstage beforehand and he won.
In the back of the studio.
Yeah.
Okay, round one. Favorite episode of our show.
I'm going to go with the 2018 year in review episode.
Dang it.
What number is that?
That's episode 17. That's my all-time favorite episode as well.
It's so good. I laugh out loud when I listen to that episode.
Do you ever go back and listen to it sometimes and you're like, we really nailed it?
Yeah. No, we are right on track.
If you're new to the show, we reviewed the year 2018 before it happened.
And it was so funny.
It may have been the dumbest 35 minutes of radio ever.
Can we play a clip? We'll put in a clip right here from that show of...
I'm not going and digging up clips.
I'll do it. Because it's so worth doing. Because that clip of Travis reading the Florida Sportsman article, and we all lost our mind.
It was essentially a 35-minute podcast of us all giggling.
Basically, yeah.
And instead of doing the year 2017 in review, we are doing the year 2018 in review. So this is going to be the year in review 2018.
Okay.
Headline number two from 2018. Florida sportsman wins Pulitzer Prize. Are you ready for the next major headline? 2018.
I think so.
Outdoors industry headline.
It's been
headline.
A crazy year so far. So
anything really was happen. Not what I would have expected in 2017 at the end of the year.
Right.
Like, I was embarrassed when I pressed publish on that. I was like, well, there goes our listeners.
Whatever. What's your favorite? What's your pick?
My favorite is Kaylee's first duck hunt.
Really?
Good one.
Is that number 18?
That was, yeah, 18.
Number 18. The reason that's my favorite is because when we set out to do this, like, Nate and I, he was still living here then, and we got together and we, like, mapped out this series of ideas. You remember that, Nate? Like, we had a spreadsheet with, like, 50 show ideas.
Yep.
And that was not one we had on it, but somewhere I had trouble vocalizing what I really wanted the show to become, which was a good entry point for outdoorsmen, but an enjoyable listen for seasoned outdoorsmen. So something where you could say to your buddy at work that was interested in duck hunting or fishing or whatever, hey, you should check this show out. And it's a conversation point for him, but also something you enjoy yourself driving to work. And I thought that episode kind of just married those two together because it was a lot of fun. We brought in Nate's sister, Kaylee, and talked to her about her first duck hunt, which we drug her on in the middle of the night. And it was an unmitigated disaster.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
The show and the duck hunt.
Yeah, all of the above.
What about you?
So I'm having a hard time choosing. Maybe you guys can help break my tie.
I can break your tie right now. Boat Snacks is your favorite show.
No, that's my favorite thing. So I'm having trouble choosing between episode 12, which was the Thanksgiving episode.
Okay.
Or episode 2, which was the Fishing TV Hall of Fame.
You just like that one because we sang all the songs.
Yes.
In it.
So if you're an OG listener, but here's the problem is our audio was so bad when we first started.
Yeah, we'll revisit that at some point.
Yeah, we need to redo that show, but it was so good because there's so much singing and like just stupidness.
Yeah, that was a fun episode.
But then on the serious side, I loved the Thanksgiving episode because it was mostly comprised of the listeners. We had them call in and tell us what they were thankful for in the outdoors, things they loved about the outdoors.
The little thing I'm most thankful for in the outdoors is when they completed that.
And then we just did a little compilation of all their submissions, and it was so cool.
Oh, we had people telling us, I got misty-eyed. Like, I was driving to work, and I was expecting to listen to you guys and crack up laughing, and I got, like, tearful.
Yeah, it was really good.
So we'll never do that again.
Okay, so you think it should be episode 2 should be the favorite?
No, your favorite was episode 26. That was the boat snack strap, and you came in here with 15 pages of notes.
I did.
You had like a 3-ring binder. You had a slideshow.
A whiteboard. Okay, second round. Favorite review that we have gotten so far?
So my favorite is from Foxfire.
Dang it,
451.
Nate. You take everything of mine.
I know. I'll read it for you. He says, I play Castle Blast Florida over a loudspeaker whenever I'm harvesting game from the wilds of the greatest state in this country. Seasonal game march 2x2 into the boat like I'm some kind of modern day Noah. The first time I listened, all of the flat billed hats curved to the geometrically perfect arch, and I was instantly endowed with a Matrix-esque mental download of every Bill Dance Outdoors episode aired. Seriously, listen to this podcast. It's excellently done by excellent people that covers all the things you want to know about Florida outdoors, traditions, gear, and culture.
Yeah. That's a friend of the show. His name's Tommy. Big time review.
Yeah, it's solid. I mean, he's got it across the board. Like, he hit every part of a good review.
Gosh. Thanks. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for taking my pick.
All right. Here's the, in my opinion, the OG review. Let's be honest. Tuesdays suck. This is from Jonathan Webb. Friend of the show. Tuesdays suck. The week just started. There's nothing on TV. And in Canada, during the winter, we barely see the sun. That's why I listen to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. It's more fun than the Michael Scott, Dunder Mifflin, Scranton Meredith Palmer Memorial Celebrity Rabies Awareness Pro-Am Fun Run Race.
For the cure.
Do you identify with any of the following ideas?
Oh, it's still going?
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan Webb.
Facebook should never be used as a duck identification tool.
Check.
I have an unhealthy dislike for major cable companies and satellite providers and prefer to consume my television through free-to-air and streaming services. I feel Garth Brooks is massively overrated, and any talent he does have is derived from his Chris Gaines persona.
Wow.
Now I know why he picked this one.
I have a strong belief that water swatting ducks as an adult is deplorable and should be met with stern and swift repercussions. If you've answered yes to any of these questions, this is the podcast for you. Give it a listen. You might even learn something like which bear is best.
Wow. I feel like all of us took a beating in that review.
Yeah, no, he threw shade at everything. Yeah. Literally everything.
Except me. I don't feel like I took a beating. Did I take a beating?
Okay, I did find another one I can draft. It's from Steve Dunn.
What's the title?
Friend of the show, Steve Dunn. The title is 7 Stars. Worthy of listening with both ears. This podcast will alter your perception of time. Funny and engaging. Can't wait for the movie.
6 seasons in a movie.
Oh, man, that's good.
Oh, that was great.
All right. So what else do we got, Em?
So next round, favorite co-host. You have limited choices here, Nate, because your brother and sister and father and mother have all been on this podcast.
Yeah. Can I just draft my family?
No, that's against the rules.
Yeah, no, I'm, gosh, this is hard.
Would it be better to go least favorite co-host?
No.
Would that be a unanimous little Warbs?
I think so.
No, don't discount yourself there, boo.
Yeah, it depends on the day.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to go with my sister, Kaylee.
She's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
She's really funny, and she really brings something. Like, she brings a lot to the table when she sits down and records.
Yes. She likes to proudly wear the hat that she's the only one who can give back as much crap to Travis as he dishes out.
And that's probably true.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely true. Yeah.
What about you?
I'm next.
Favorite co-host.
Favorite co-host by far, excluding everyone at this table.
Yeah, the one you're married to.
And I love all of you, but Hunter Jackson is my favorite co-host of really? All time. Yes.
Shotgun Draft wow. episode
Shotgun
20.
Draft. He is so dry funny. Like, he's my favorite kind of humor, but also just an all-around great guy, but also very knowledgeable about what we had him on the show for, and I really liked it.
Very knowledgeable gun guy. Not knowledgeable about when to take the shot in the duck blind based off all data that we've been able to collect.
I also feel like he threw some shade at you in that episode, and I enjoyed that very much.
He might have. He might have blamed me for not calling the shot.
Did he accuse you of wearing hipster pants?
I don't remember. Yeah, I can't recall
I'll
that.
I'll have to go back and listen to that one again. But yeah, he's my favorite.
Oh, no. He called out anyone that shoots a super black eagle. As being a hipster.
Wearing capri pants. Anyway, what's your favorite?
My favorite co-host would be Nate.
Oh, please.
Boo. Kiss I'm going to boo that one.
No, it's got to be Little Warps, right? If we're going outside the circle of trust, it's got to be Little Warps. Like, he steps up when we need him in a pinch. He brings
even
the funny.
He knows nothing about topwater baits.
No, he's basically.
Zero.
He's basically. I got this friend, Tony. And I call Tony the human life jacket, because when I go fishing, if I can't find anybody to go with me, I take Tony. And Tony's there essentially because if I fall in, he'll rescue me. He'll call the
He doesn't want to fish or nothing.
He doesn't really want to fish. He's just there. Lil Warbs is the human life jacket of the show.
I love this so much. He's like the ripcord on the parachute of
yeah,
the podcast.
Absolutely. It's like he knows when to, he's like Batman. He knows when the red phone rings, he's got to answer it and be here. And he always does. And we pick on him mercilessly and he just keeps coming back.
Mm-hmm. He'll do anything for a beer.
Yeah.
Your voice got really high right then.
But in all seriousness, Austin Warburton has been a great co-host and he fills in.
And a good friend.
Admirably. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Next round. Round four. Okay. I'm excited about this. Favorite TV show character that is not a regular.
Okay. So can we make a rule around this?
Mm-hmm.
They can't be listed in the title credits.
Okay.
So you know how when when Parks and Rec or The Office airs, like they've got the names in there during the song, their name can't be during the song. Who's going first?
Oh, Nate's first, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Nate always goes first because he won a coin toss backstage before the show.
I'm going to go Todd Packer from The
wow.
Office.
Wow.
Todd F. Packer.
That is a bold choice.
Yeah.
That was unexpected.
What
yeah.
is the best quality about that character that made you pick him?
Yeah.
He's just ridiculous. And he makes me laugh.
He's literally the worst.
I can't believe you picked him. I'm so dumbfounded.
Yeah, no, he's the worst. He's absolutely the worst. And I hate it every time he comes on the screen.
Like,
But there's something like, I don't know.
Did you understand the rules?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's just ridiculous. And every time he comes, you know, he's just ridiculous. And I like him.
And
I mean, I don't like him. I don't like him. But as a non-main character, I like him.
Okay. That's strong, man. It's not who I expected.
Who did you expect?
Man, there's any number of people I would have picked ahead of Todd F. Packer.
Yeah, well.
Like Karen Filippelli.
Oh.
Really? She's
you're exotic.
She's not on the title credits?
No. I mean, heck, the guy that they fired that came from Sanford, I would have picked before Todd F. Packer.
Okay. All right.
Anthony Gardner.
Well, then what's your pick?
Emily, what about you?
Hold on. I got to find him because I just changed my mind and I'll tell you what happened. I had written in my notes.
Don't say who you had written in your notes because that's who I'm picking.
Oh, you already saw it?
No, but I know who it is and that's who I'm picking.
Okay. Well, then I got to find this guy, but I'll try to talk through it. Oh, here it is. So my pick is from Parks and Recreation and it's Billy Eichner. He plays Craig Middle something. Craig Middlebrooks.
Oh, Craig! Yes, that is a great pick,
dude. I literally lose it anytime his character talks on that show. I cannot keep it together. It's such a brilliant choice from him as an actor.
She doesn't know if it's brilliant or not because she loses it when he comes on the screen.
I'm gonna watch his episodes tonight. because I love it so much.
Can I repick?
Who do you want to pick re-pick? Now?
You can't take two picks.
What if he takes your pick?
Who would you have picked?
John Ralphio.
That's a fantastic pick from Parks and Rec.
The worst.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to repick. I think you can only pick one per show. Right. I think that's a rule.
What's your pick, Travis?
You're not going to know this, Nate, because you refuse to watch quality television, but my pick is Dewey Crow from Justified.
Okay, that's a fantastic pick, but it was not my pick.
He is an idiot. He's a complete buffoon. He appears in maybe 10 or 15 episodes over 6 seasons, and he's just a moron, and he plays it so freaking well. He's just a delightful, delightful, delightful
idiot.
Non-main cast member.
He's like, it's like having one of the Three Stooges.
I would love to quote some of Dewey Crow's lines on this podcast, but I can't quote any of them. They're all not safe for little ears, but it's just I giggle when I see him every time. He wears shorts and combat boots, and he's like this hillbilly.
He's got a fantastic mullet.
Yeah, like white supremacist background with the tattoos. He's just a disaster of a person. It's like God spilled a person, and it's Dewey Crow. Anyway, that was my pick.
Okay, round 5. What is your favorite off-air moment, but still had something to do with the podcast? I can go first if you need an example.
No, I got it.
You got it. Oh, shoot. Okay.
My favorite off-air moment was when we were deciding on the Stay Woke playlist, and we were trying to do, like, good, bad, embarrassing.
Yes.
But we were trying to hold the comments for the
show, for the recording.
But we couldn't because we would. And so every time a song would come up, we'd be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, stop talking. Gotta wait for the episode. I thought that was a lot of fun.
And it happened repeatedly.
All the time. Yeah. Almost every song.
Yeah. So like to pull the curtain back a little bit, especially when Nate lived here in Florida. We all would get in the same room to do our recordings, and it's like you don't talk to each other, even though someone just came over to your house and your friends.
Because you just want the fresh moment of saying what's new, Nate.
Yeah, so we're all just like, hey. And then you just are like quiet until the mics are on, and then we're like, hey, what's up? So it's like weird.
What about you?
Okay, so my favorite off-air moment. So last duck season, let me take you back.
I knew this was going to be your pick.
To last duck season. Travis has clients out in the duck boat, and he starts texting me, and he's like, hey, guess what? I'm stuck.
Bad stuck.
Stuck bad. Like, I can't get out. Everybody's fine.
Buried it.
But I'm stuck. And I was like, okay. So I call up his dad, and I'm like, hey, can you help me get our other boat? And we're going to go down and get Travis and his clients unstuck from the mud. We get the boat hooked up, and we drive it down there, and we're trying to put the boat in the water.
It's
and,
raining sideways.
Yeah, it was terrible conditions and freezing cold. And these guys were loading their boat up to get it out of the lake. And so I'm like kind of waiting to back the boat in, and my father-in-law's in the boat. And they're like, hey, they're looking at my car or at the truck. And they're looking at Travis's truck because it was parked because he was already out in the boat. So his truck was parked at the boat ramp. And they're like, is your husband Cast and Blast FL? And I was like, oh my God, this is not happening.
Bad timing.
I was like, yes, are you guys listeners? And so they were so, so nice and chatting, like wanted to help us get you unstuck. They offered to help, and they were like,
P.S., I got myself unstuck.
Okay, well, can you wait a second to save your pride? What was really funny, though, is they were like, well, where is he out here on the lake? And we'll go to him. And I was like, I can't tell you where he's at. I've been trained. I can't tell you where
he was. A public lake in Polk County, and she would not tell anyone where I was at.
I didn't. But yeah, that was one of my favorite moments because like that's the first time anybody got recognized, and it was just me and Travis's truck. So that was really cool.
I think my favorite off-air moment, and we joke about this a lot on air, is every time we get a new review.
Yeah.
Like recurringly, it doesn't matter if all you did is click 5 stars and said, good show. Like instantly we're texting that around to each other, and it's like the amount of GIFs I get. GIFs? GIFs? Where are we at as a show on that?
Graphic GIF.
Okay. The amount of GIFs I get back with like office things in them and stuff are awesome. That's my favorite.
Those are fun text threads to be in.
It's always fun to get recognized and stuff, but I'm at enough stuff to where I know people and they know me a little bit, so it's not necessarily because of the show. It's awesome when you get a review and it comes from like
somebody you don't know.
$10 too. Yeah, just
Yeah.
Somebody you don't know and you don't know how I got it. It's not our cousins. It's not our moms. It's not our uncles. It's like a random. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Least favorite episode.
Nate, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. My least favorite episode was the hats episode. It was just, look, it was a dud. I'm not afraid to admit it. It just wasn't a great episode.
We tried it. It failed.
Failed.
Oh, that was pioneering, I think is the right word for that episode.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know any other middle-class white people who would take it upon themselves to talk about hats for 35 minutes straight.
We did it.
Thank you for sticking with us through the hats episode, because that's my least favorite too. Is that yours?
No, actually, I have a different one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whoa.
So my least favorite is number 39, which was Greatest Hits, Volume 1.
Well, yeah, because we were on vacation.
Yeah, that was a phoned in editing job, I think.
I worked hard on that editing job.
Yeah, it was terrible. Sorry.
Wow.
I love the spirit of what you tried to execute. It was just difficult to listen to and understand what was going on because we cut between all of the episodes up to that point. But there was no distinguishing marker in between the different audio files. So it just sounded like craziness.
I envisioned it being like that episode of The Office where the guy from Saber comes to buy the office and he's meeting with Toby and he's like, are there any, you know, romantic relationships we should know about? And it cuts to like Michael and Holly and Jim and Pam and Dwight and Angela. It's like all seamlessly integrated. That was my vision.
Yes. And it looked that way in the editing program, but your ears can't see things.
Yeah. No kidding.
So that was the problem, but we'll get it together.
All right. Last one.
All time favorite moment on the show. Nate.
So my favorite moment of all time was during the Boat Songs draft when
I Matt, hate you so much.
When Matt came in with the fire round, the surprise fire round,
the
Kenny Chesney songs. That was my all-time favorite moment because it took me by surprise.
Nobody knew he was going to do it.
Nobody knew he was going to do it, and it was just flawlessly executed.
It was.
It was flawlessly executed, except that I was ready for it, which I think made it even more fun because Matt did not back down at all either.
No.
It's more fun when they don't back down.
Of course.
What's yours?
That was mine.
Mine is the first time I accidentally said a game is the foot.
Iconic. Yes.
Because Nate.
That's a great one.
Nate completely, I thought he was going to fall out of his chair laughing. Like it was said completely as an inside joke between the two of us and we didn't intend to leave it in. And then we did, and it kind of snowballed.
It was a great mistake.
P.S. Are you excited about Do You Even Model Bro coming back?
I'm so excited.
Like,
actually. Yeah, like, really, legitimately excited.
I'm waiting with bated breath for that.
Not only do Duck ID posts come back, but it's duck season at that point, which is even more exciting.
Okay, I've got one.
All right.
Okay, we have to tell me. Oh, I think it was volume 2. Okay, in episode 41, which was Stories Volume 2, which if you haven't heard those, that's when we had our family sit around a table and tell stories. The story of, this is about Matt again, of Matt with the diaper.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Oh, did that make it into that episode?
I think so.
It did.
Oh
yeah.
My God, that story kills me every time I think about it. Just the way they plant it where he walks out with the diaper like it was an offering with his arms straight out in front of him to throw it in the fire.
We had a person impersonate Donald Trump on the show and you like that moment better?
Well, I can't name that person for fear of political retribution. But that was a fantastic moment too. What episode was that?
That was 2018.
A year in review. That episode's hard to beat.
That episode is hard to beat.
I can't wait till we review 2019.
Before it happens.
Those are all of our drafts for
Nate, do you have any words as we say sayonara to year number one?
Yeah, no, it's been a fun year. Looking forward to the next year.
Do you think we'll have a hurricane next week like we did last year? Mm-hmm. One weekend?
I don't think so. I think we're in the clear.
Nice.
So as of the time of this recording, just to let you know where we're at a year in, this is our 50th episode. We have listeners from all over the world, including the US, Canada, the UK, Japan, Germany, Sweden, the Bahamas, the DR, Mexico, Israel, Bangladesh, China, France, Kyrgyzstan, all over the place. The Russian Federation even snuck one in there.
We probably shouldn't talk about that on the air.
Yeah, not in this climate. We are at 46 states and territories in the US. So
we've been at 46 for a while now.
Yeah, we're still missing whatever these two states right here are.
Poor Emily. Bless her heart.
What are those?
Bless her heart.
It doesn't tell me the name.
That's South Dakota, Wyoming, Alaska, and Vermont.
Okay.
Also, can I just call out David Hildebrand right now in New Hampshire? Like, buddy, can you just drive over to Vermont and press play for us? Right. Like, connect to a cell tower over there and make that happen?
Oh my gosh, one of my coworkers is supposed to go to Hawaii. I would have had her listen there.
We've got a listener in Hawaii.
Well, it's not.
That's Alaska, babe.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that big ass state that's not the little chain of islands is Alaska.
It's down where Hawaii goes.
No. Oh my God. Have you ever seen a freaking map? They always put Alaska and Hawaii there because they're not contiguous. Hawaii is not due south of Texas. It's on the Pacific.
All right. Listen. I have a new favorite moment in the show.
This is not staged, you guys.
Do you really think Alaska and Hawaii are just sitting there, like Alaska is south of California?
No, I thought it was Hawaii, you ass.
But you see there's two states there.
I didn't know what that was, man. How do you not know that?
That's Hawaii.
That might be South America just floating up there.
South America's a lot bigger than Hawaii.
Isn't that where Mexico goes there?
Yes. It's also a lot bigger than Hawaii. That's like the Florida Keys.
I just thought maybe it was the tip. Like maybe it gets cut off right there. His jaw just dropped.
We're done with this conversation.
This is a train wreck. Like, I want to do an episode on geography.
Well, you're going to have to get a different co-host. This guy's out. Anyway, so I forget what our goal was for the year.
Listeners, I don't remember.
Was it 10,000?
I think it was 10,000. We blew past that.
So we blew past that, but then we were trying to get a goal of 100 iTunes reviews, so we're 31 reviews away from that.
Yep.
So if you're listening, if you made it through everything that just happened, go tell us how stupid we are on iTunes. It doesn't have to be a 5-star review.
Yeah, it does.
We'll take anything.
Nate and I won't.
Just tell us how stupid we are. It'd give us 5 stars.
Yeah, there you
go. Nate and I won all 5 stars. Thank y'all for listening. Next week, we promise we'll be a little more subdued.
No chance.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Thanks for listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. If you have friends in Alaska, Wyoming, South Dakota, or Vermont, can you ask them to play our show on their device? They don't even have to stay and listen. They can just hit play and walk away. All of our episodes are available in your podcast app of choice. If you want to check out some of the favorites we mentioned today, like episode 17, where we review things that haven't happened yet, or episode 26, where we draft our favorite boat songs. Don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on social media. We're everywhere at Cast and Blast FL. Later.